The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
All right, so welcome back. Now we're going to do a guided meditation. So find a posture that is comfortable for sitting, something that you'll be able to maintain for 20 minutes or so. Just settling in, and if you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes. And maybe bringing your attention first to the place where you're sitting. So internally feeling your seat against the chair or the cushion, and your legs or feet against the floor. And just feeling the stability of what's holding you upright. Feeling that stable base. And then sensing how the body rises up from that stable base. Can even move back and forth a bit or forward and back to really find a center point. Sometimes I think of it like a sea plant anchored on the sea floor and kind of just floats upward into the water. We allow the body to be straight but not tight, relaxed and alert. And we can bring a little softness in, softening the expression on the face, the muscles around the eyes, the jaw, muscles of the forehead. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. They tend to get a little tight looking at a screen. Down through the throat area into the shoulders, letting the shoulders be soft. Maybe letting the shoulder blades slide down the back. So as the shoulders drop, they don't really round forward, just drop straight down. Softening down the arms, all the way to the hands. And down into the torso, through the chest area, down into the belly. Letting the belly be soft, round. Down into the hip joints. Groin muscles into the thighs. And all the way down to the calves and the ankles. Releasing any sense of bracing in the legs. And then just allowing the attention to come back to the body as a whole. An overall sense of sitting. And just as the body is upright but also relaxed, we can set the mind to be alert and also relaxed. Maybe a little bit curious about experience, but not pushing or digging for anything. So also finding that balance in the mind. And then we give the mind something simple to orient to, perhaps the breath, sensations of the breath coming in and going out. Not as a project or something that needs to be done as a task, but just as a place for the mind to balance and rest. Simple flow of sensations. Maybe on the out breath, taking a moment to release any tension that's willing to release. As the mind and body get just a bit more settled, we can open the awareness a bit to include whatever other sensations there are in the body. Maybe just the kind of energetic feeling of vibrancy, of being alive. Maybe there are sounds. There's my voice, but also maybe if there are birds or a car going by. Just feeling that we're resting in our environment. And if the mind wanders, the breath or the sensations of the body are right there in the present moment. It's just open to those again. As we continue to sit with this flow of the breath and the sound and the normal sensations of the body, we can begin to include the mind. We may notice that we have thoughts flowing also. And rather than seeing these as a barrier, a hindrance, the part that we don't want to have, we just take in the thoughts also as part of this flow in the present moment. We can observe if a thought arises. We can just mindfully know, oh, there's a thought. Staying with the breath and the body. Take some careful mindfulness to just let the words unfold, but it can be done. Just seeing what they are without falling in, and without having to cut them off. Without trying to stand still and without trying to push forward. So in this meditation, we will actually observe these thoughts. How many of the thoughts are questions compared to statements about what things are, what they mean? What's the mind putting out right now? It's all fine. Are some of them commands or arguments? And if the thoughts subside for a while, it's fine to just stay with the body. That would probably be another one. It can help to have the idea of not identifying with your thoughts. So you can maybe imagine that they're coming from someone else. You're just going to listen. And if there are questions coming, are they helpful, skillful ones? It's always fine to just settle back into the breath, the body, relaxing. just gently being with our mind and our body as they are now. Maybe we can even let the breath flow into the head area, feeling as if we're breathing with and through any thoughts that happen to be there. And then in the last couple of minutes, allowing the attention to just settle back into the body, the breath, letting go of whatever's happening in the mind. And again, inviting ease through softening face and the head. Providing some ease through the shoulders and the chest and heart area. Releasing the belly. And any bracing in the legs or arms. I'm just coming to rest.